Outside the box, looking for a unique solution. Today's topic is Middle East alternative. The Middle East tragedy continues, even if a ceasefire holds, especially for Palestinians, as a result of repeated attacks by Israeli forces. Will it ever end? I think the region will only transition from a powder keg of competing cultures, religions, and societies to a collection of mutual aid communities, when all groups are prepared to give up something, maybe a lot, in exchange for mutual security and coordinated development. Good luck. Since apparently no other long-term proposal has found enough support to be adopted, here's my outside-the-box suggestion. 1. Stop the killing. Permanent ceasefire on all sides. Most Israelis, other than Netanyahu and a few hawks who have forgotten the lessons of never again after the genocide of Jews and other groups during World War II, just want peace and especially security. Palestinians also want peace and security, and land to call their own, preferably land they occupied before 1947. Scale back weapons on all sides. Release all people being involuntarily detained on all sides. 2. Swap land. Remove all Israeli settlers from homes in the occupied territories and give those homes to Palestinians. Those settlements are illegal under international law, so Israel can avoid any legal problems by giving up those properties. In exchange, withdraw all Palestinian claims to land in Israel. Create a corridor of land no less than 50 kilometers wide connecting the West Bank to Gaza under Palestinian control, with all resident communities in the corridor being intentionally multi-ethnic and religious, Israeli and Palestinian. 3. Recognize Palestine. Create the country of Palestine that's internationally recognized, including the West Bank, Gaza, the corridor connecting the two, and any other land currently under Israeli control that contains people who are not Israeli citizens, such as the Golan Heights, unless an agreement is reached between Palestine and another nation. Eliminate all attacks and threats by neighboring countries and require public commitments to live and let live by all parties as a result of this agreement. 4. Redevelop Palestine. Close borders between Israel and Palestine except for visits. Do not allow economic exchange to take place to enable Palestine to develop itself without any dependence on Israel as an economic exploiter, since economic relationships have not been egalitarian. Palestine must develop with assistance from countries such as Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and other nations in the region, as well as from other sources worldwide. Israel should financially contribute to rebuilding Palestinian infrastructure, since Israel destroyed so much of that. Conflict issues such as water rights must be settled as 50-50 divisions. 5. Regulate relationships between Palestine and Israel. Other than visitation, the border between the two countries must remain closed for at least 30 years, followed by slow reestablishment of economic connections based on trade, if agreed by both countries, not on work arrangements between countries, because of historical mistreatment of Palestinians working in Israel. And 6. Resolve current cases against Israeli and Hamas military and political leaders. Charges of genocide or other crimes cannot be dismissed, but they must only be pursued through the legal system, not through vigilante justice or military means. I realize this plan requires concessions by both Palestinians and Israelis. and there are lots of other issues not covered. But no one has identified an acceptable plan yet that can work without both groups giving up some of their wishes in the name of peace and security. My hope for many years was for a one-state solution where Israelis and Palestinians could live side by side in peace. But considering the attempted genocide of Palestinians taking place in Gaza, that possibility seems so remote that I cannot imagine how it could happen anytime soon. Therefore, this seems like the best plan for the foreseeable future. Do you think this peace plan makes sense, or do you have a plan for a long-term resolution of this conflict? I'm Larry Danziger, figuring my ideas are as good as anyone else's right now.